When we talk about the cost of living crisis, we usually hear about a beige suit wearing government official sending all non-baby boomers into a doom spiral about never being able to afford a home, and how we all need a boycott eating Avo toast just to be able to afford basic human rights. However, there is one key economic factor that is missing from this conversation: the sex work industry. It might be surprising to know that a decrease in discretionary spending at strip clubs can be used as a barometer of economic health. Let us rewind to the mid-2000s. The sex work industry in the US significantly shrunk between 2003 and 2007, just before the 2008 global financial crisis. Economists say this is because the sex work industry is categorized as a luxury, and when people have to make the tough decision about being able to afford rent or medicine, they're not going to be able to pay for lap dances for themselves and their mates. Today, we are seeing similar trends in discretionary spending in Brisbane's nightlife economy. So, like canaries in gold mines who sense danger before a collapse, are sex workers the canaries of the economy? I headed into Brisbane's Fortitude Valley to speak with Katie, a sex worker with over 5 years' experience in the industry.
Now they're a lot more frugal, which I understand completely, but it also hinders us from making more money as well. So the cost of living has hit us probably first before everyone. The conversations with clients have definitely increased of, I only have a limited amount to spend, or I've only brought out a certain amount to spend.
Katie's experience is fortified in the University of Berkeley's Business Review article published earlier this year, aptly naming this economic indicator the Stripper Index. Whilst our own government might not be as progressive to utilise this stripper index in their economic forecasting toolkit, I spoke with Grace, an economist from the Queensland government, to learn more.
So some of the trends we've seen regarding a decrease in discretionary spending, we've definitely been seeing a massive impact on people as we've seen inflation go up, and a lot of that is being driven by like necessary spending, so things like transport, health, insurance, food. So a larger part of people's income is being spent up on these necessary things that you can't really cut back. So that means we see discretionary income really and spending really go down. When you look at some of the Australian Bureau of Statistics, some of their data, they've seen that in current terms, discretionary spending has fallen 0.5% month on month. So one of the things that governments have done recently is they're focusing a lot on nightlife. So I think that shows that that's really been an issue lately and impacting, the whole sector. So for example, the Queensland government has recently announced that they're going to introduce a nightlife commissioner to focus on looking at economic and sustainability within the nightlife sector and sort of bringing spending and businesses back to that sector. So definitely it's on, the radar of governments and the radar of industry that this is an issue, and they need to be looking at this and seeing what they can do to support this sector.
It's so important to not dismiss industries such as sex work as legitimate economic mechanisms when trying to understand and manage something as complex as the cost of living crisis. Hopefully, the canaries won't stop singing anytime soon.